This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The tension remains thick at Sonoma State University and the other CSU campuses across the state today as the results of a system-wide vote by professors and instructors are being tabulated. Lillian Tays, president of the California Faculty Association, explains that the online balloting asked the union members whether or not they would agree to accept across-the-board furloughs to offset deeper job losses among their colleagues.
The magnitude of what they're looking at is so enormous that whether folks agree to take a furlough, which is fundamentally a pay cut, or not, that doesn't cover the hole. There will still be more of a hole, and that will mean layoffs as well. The furlough vote probably means fewer layoffs, but it doesn't mean there won't be any layoffs.
That uncertainty was one of two looming unknowns that made it difficult for faculty to cast informed ballots. That's Andy Merrifield, the Sonoma State political science professor, who's also a regional vice president for CFA.
They want us to take a 10% reduction in our pay, but they couldn't tell us what would our workload reduction look like. And secondarily, they said, if you don't take a furlough, we think there will be this many positions lost. And we said, well, if we do take a furlough, how many less will be lost? And they said, oh, we won't tell you. We can't tell you that.
Merrifield also takes issue with the uniformity of the furlough proposal, arguing that it rests on two underlying assumptions that perpetuate existing imbalances within the university's budget.
One is that all functions are exactly the same and of same value, and the reality is direct services to the students from student service professionals and faculty, that's the direct value. And secondarily, that the distribution of money is reasonable now.
On Tuesday, CSU trustees adopted a 20% increase in fees for students to attend school, on top of the 10% hike they approved in May. The trustees also voted to cut enrollment by 10% over the next 2 years, and their budget is still out of balance. The final adjustments, says Lillian Tays, will be even more painful.
It's going to be pretty devastating. We expect to see a lot of our colleagues gone. We expect to see many, 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 many classes cut. So for Sonoma State, for example, the four-year college experience will turn into a six-year college experience or a seven-year college experience, because it's going to be really, really difficult to get the courses the kids need to graduate.
Once the outcome of the furlough vote is known, an announcement is expected tomorrow morning, the difficult process of making the exact cuts in staff and course offerings will begin. Melinda Barnard, Sonoma State Vice Provost for Academic Affairs, says those choices will be up to each instructional department.
Each department will have to face its portion of the budget cuts and look at what they have and how they can offer it. So it's not done from the top down. So the transformation of the curriculum will really take a full year. I think when students return in the fall, it should look pretty much the way it was when they left. The question will be what our spring looks like, and more importantly, what the year after, the 9-10 year, looks like.
The long-awaited state budget agreement from Sacramento earlier this week did not change the CSU budget picture. That bad news was already in place. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.